We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It's our top local story. The driver of that speeding Mercedes that rocketed through an L.A. intersection Thursday, running a red light, causing a crash that killed six people, could appear in court today.
A traveling nurse from Houston, 37-year-old Nicole Linton, who somehow survived the crash, was released from the hospital over the weekend and went to jail. Meantime, distraught family members of the victims and witnesses are still dealing with the horror of the crash. Nicole Thompson was at that gas station at La Brea and Slauson when it happened. She and others tried to help a toddler who was thrown out of the car by the force of the accident, but he died. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Not up and close and personal, you know, like that, you know, and not a baby, you know.
It's still not clear what led up to the crash or what was going on with the driver who allegedly caused it, but Thompson believes that driver should face justice for sure.
I mean, there still has to be some accountability.
The DA indicated the driver could be formally charged soon. In downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Continuing our in-depth team coverage this morning, friends and relatives of those killed in the crash turned out to remember lost lives.
Words can't express how hurt and devastated we are.
The sister of Reynold Lester, killed alongside his 8.5-month pregnant girlfriend and her 11-month-old son, spoke at a vigil last night.
The heartbreak is not only for Reynold, but for all of those who were involved.
Christopher is a cousin of Lester.
He was really trying hard to start a family, and he was really happy and proud to have a family and do that, and we was all happy and excited for him. And for this to not only happen to him, but his whole family, is really unfortunate and really sad. And everybody is trying their best, and we all sending prayers out to his mom and his sister.
The coroner says a 66-year-old pedestrian was also killed. Officials have not released the identity of the sixth person. In Windsor Hills, Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
LA County now closer to falling out of the CDC's high virus activity category and back into the medium category as new cases and hospitalizations continue to trend downward. Latest state figures show the number of COVID patients in county hospitals has fallen below 1,200, dropping by 44 people. The number now stands at 1,162. The numbers come one day after county health officials, LA County health officials, reported just under 5,000 new infections. If the trend continues, LA County could be back into the medium category, down from high, at some point later this week. Members of a South LA family are going door to door asking for help, finding the hit-and-run tow truck driver who killed their mother. Happened Saturday night at the corner of St. Andrew's Place and 48th Street. This is near Vermont Square. This man lives in the neighborhood. Tell CBS2 it's not unusual for people to see drivers going far too fast in that neighborhood.
On this street, people are always speeding, blasting it a lot of the times. Like, literally the day before, this accident happened, someone almost crashed into, the cars that were parked right here.
Relatives say the woman killed Saturday went outside to get something from her car when she was hit. A fence that has surrounded Echo Park since city officials removed a homeless encampment last year. Well, that fence has now been knocked down. 20 to 30 people rode their bikes into the fence, knocking them down last night. And a sign was put up saying, "Community Defense." The park had reopened in May of last year after a cleanup operation that relocated hundreds of people who'd been living there. Echo Park had one of the largest homeless encampments, and park rangers will be back there again today trying to put the fences back up again. A proposal that would declare San Clemente an abortion-free city struck down at a special meeting over the weekend. Before the vote, dozens of residents on both sides of the issue spoke. Councilmember Chris Duncan opposed the measure.
Women's rights are fundamental, and women's abilities to control their own bodies are sacrosanct.
Councilmember Steve Knobloch, who wrote the proposal, says life begins at conception.
We've had, in the last 50 years, 62 million human beings aborted. We're not talking about a mole, a sludge. We're talking about human beings.
The San Clemente City Council voting 3-1 to withdraw the proposal from the agenda of an upcoming meeting. Well, it's now revealed that the third victim who died in that lightning strike near the White House last week was a 29-year-old man from right here in Los Angeles. Brooks Lambertson was in D.C. He was there on business for his employer, City National Bank. He had talked on a podcast about working in the sponsorship department for the L.A. Clippers basketball team before his joining his new job with the bank.
The Clippers was a dream job for me. And the fact that I was like kind of luckily able to stumble across that and have an opportunity that came about way faster than I would have ever imagined was really fortunate timing. But when I was there, I wasn't expecting to leave at all. I loved it.
Now, City National Bank has issued a statement calling his sudden death devastating for all who knew him. The bank said he was an incredible young man. This is interesting. We should point out that the lone survivor of that lightning strike, and again, it was right across the street from the White House, the lone survivor, a 28-year-old woman from right here in Newbury Park, Ventura County, who was revived at the scene by Secret Service agents. They used a defibrillator. She is now in stable condition in the hospital.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.